Nigel, congratulations. A comfortable professional win for Sheffield United.
Not comfortable in the first half at all. I didn't think we played very well, and probably the worst we've played for a couple of months now in the first half. I didn't think we started the game, but we got the goal and we looked after it as we have been doing. But I thought as the game went on, we got better and better.
Particularly with the industry of Jamie Murphy laying on the goals for Cody.
Yeah, two great crosses, and something that we are encouraging Connor to do, to get in some goal scoring positions. And he might have had a chance of a hat-trick as well if we'd have got the penalty that we deserved. When Kieran Freeman went down, we thought it was a blatant penalty and he would have probably taken it for his hat-trick.
Is this the best you've seen of Jamie Murphy tonight?
Yeah, I think he's played very consistently for the last 2-3 months. I think it's lovely that he's doing it away from home as well as at home, because sometimes players of his ilk, they're very good in home matches, but it's great when he can create chances as he did tonight. It was a toss-up which one we rested between him and Flinney tonight. They both possibly need one, but Ryan Flynn's been carrying a couple of knocks, Scougal's tight hamstring, and Jose's taken some whacks in the last few weeks.
And it shows perhaps his level of confidence now, isn't it? Because that's what you're alluding to. If he can do it at home, but to come away from home and he's able to put in that type of performance.
Yeah, because we're not going to have as much of the ball away from home, probably. And we didn't tonight as we would hope to have at home at times. So, but he's a threat, you know. His pace, he's direct. And if you're a fullback, you don't know if he's going to go down the line or inside and go and create a chance that way.
Is the goals record something you'd wanted to coax more out of Cody? Because that's 6 for him now, I think, this season.
Yeah, I think it's probably 6 since Christmas, isn't it? Something like that, not far off.
He's certainly scored at least 4 or 5 since then.
Yeah, and it's something we're encouraging him to do. When he's got his energy levels as well, it's not enough just to pass it around at times, you know, in front of the back four. That's what we've got Doyley for. We need him. Stephen McGinn it was tonight. Get into the box and get goal-scoring opportunities. 2 very good finishes from him tonight.
You mentioned the changes that you made, you know, a few whacks and niggles. How concerned are you about monitoring the fatigue levels, I suppose, given everything that this team have gone through in the last couple of months?
Well, that's why we made the changes, and we will be rotating in the next, you know, 4 or 5 games before the semi-final as well. We've lost Harry now for a couple of games, which maybe not a bad thing. We didn't want him going into the games before the semi-final, worried about that booking, so we'll have to find a centre-half for Saturday and Tuesday. It's brilliant to be over that 50-point mark. I think we're, 7 points off 6th place now with a game in hand. It's a great position to be in.
Still all to play for then.
Oh, it is. It's great. Here we are getting to the end of March and, you know, we're just about safe, which is nice after giving 6 weeks ago at Crewe, which we would have certainly taken that at this point. So, plenty still to go for.
Just about safe. Will probably be not the first thing the fans talk about. It will be there's still a chance of the playoffs.
Yeah, of course it is, and we're closer to them than we are to the bottom four, which is very important. And, you know, even looking ahead, if we don't make it this year, we've got to come to places like Crawley and get results like we do at Gillingham and Colchester and MK Dons, especially on night matches away from home as we have done of late, and grind out those results. It's not always going to be pretty, but it's important we get the points.
How important was it that you got back to winning ways, just to keep that momentum going, regardless of what happens between now and the end of the season, to get back on the horse straight away?
Yeah, it's imperative. That's why I'm a bit disappointed the way we started in the first 15, 20 minutes. I thought leading up to the first goal, and then we put 2 passes together, poor decisions on the ball, and then we got the goal and settled down a bit. Back to winning ways, confidence levels go high again. We've put Saturday behind us now, the defeat by Wolves, and we're looking forward to the next 10-11 games.
Can I just finally sort of finish by talking about Howard? If things weren't going so well, I mean, he did start the game brilliantly, didn't he? Both with either the crosses and the free kicks, but also the saves that he was making.
Very important. He hasn't been called on too often in the last few weeks, but he made 2 important saves, I think at 0-0 and then at 1-0. And even the one with his foot late on, which was their only real chance of the second half. So, yeah, it's good for him to get back into the routine of clean sheets. Bit of a shock to him to concede 2 goals on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So no Maguire then this weekend, but in terms of injuries, are you expecting everybody else to be all right for the weekend?
From the squad we had tonight, yes, but I'm not sure about Hill and Harris. We'll see how they are on Friday, certainly later on in the week. No guarantees either one of them will be fit.
So it's just that finding the centre-half then. I mean, will that come in from within the squad or will you be looking?
Yeah, we're going to do both. We'll have a chat about it on the way on the bus on the way home. Might look to get one in, or we try and solve the problems within the squad if we can.
Because Sheffield United historically with those two, Collins and Maguire, are fortunate in the respect of they generally have been there. So it's unusual to need cover for.
It is, but we did lose Harry for a game, I think suspended earlier on as well, and we coped okay when Matt Hill stepped in. So if we haven't got him, you don't want to split the partnership up, but we'd rather lose him for these two than the semi-final.